Calling all Kingdom Women entrepreneurs, the vision builders, the boundary breakers, and the passion igniters who know they're called and anointed to impact positive change for the kingdom through your business.
A business that honors and serves God. Welcome to Kingdom Women Entrepreneurs Podcast.
This is your host, Fidelis Cruz.
And I'm Anne-Marie Cross. Now, onto the show.
Hello, Kingdom Women. I hope you guys are well. I'm so excited for another episode in our Kingdom Women Entrepreneurs podcast. I hope you're super excited like I am, because guess what? I have the most beautiful Anne-Marie Cross who is here. Hey, Anne-Marie.
Hey, Fizz. How are you?
Anne-Marie has been dubbed the podcasting queen. And as you can see, every time you're listening to our podcast, I'm sure you can listen in and see she is the best in asking questions and just getting the best out of her guest. And so it's the other way around today. I'm the one interviewing Anne-Marie, and today is all about learning how you can launch your Christian podcast. And so if that is for you and you're interested in, hey, I want to launch my podcast, finally launch it, this is for you. So tune in and have a listen. And we're live on our Facebook groups on Podcasting with Purpose and Kingdom Women Entrepreneurs and all the other YouTube platforms as well. So please say hi. And if you do have any questions as well, please pop it on the chat, because we want to have a conversation with you. We want you to be involved in this discussion. So welcome, Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, I'm so excited. I get to ask you questions.
We've got, you know, questions that we ask, but we find that the Lord always takes it to a direction where even we learn and can be inspired as well. And we certainly hope that those who are listening live and, of course, the recording can take lots away from the conversation that we have on each of our shows, including today.
Yes, so good. And so, look, let's get right into it, Anne-Marie. Firstly, let's talk about the why. I think why is always so important when we're thinking of launching anything, you know, whether it be a business, whether it be, I don't know, a restaurant, whether it be a book that you want to create, there's always the why question. Why do we need to pursue the path of podcasting for some people? Why is that so important that we go back to our why? Let's cover that firstly before we ask any more questions.
Yeah, that's a great place to start, Fidelis, because, you know, when we're thinking about our why, if I ask someone that, and one of the responses that I get is, well, I've heard that podcasting can help me amplify my message. And if I'm honest, my message currently, it feels like I'm the world's best kept secret. I do feel invisible. The marketing that I'm doing, I'm just not being heard. So I would love to start a podcast. That often will ring an alarm bell for me. And one of the reasons why is because a podcast will help amplify your message. But if your message is not working already, it's only going to amplify a message that's not working to more people. So I would say to people, if the reason you're hoping to start a podcast is because currently you feel invisible, your message that you are sharing on socials and across other platforms, if that's not working, let's first look at that and let's change that message so that it is unique, it's uncopyable and unforgettable, and people, your ideal clients, are starting to resonate with that. So that's the first thing that I would want to talk to people about and say, maybe you need to focus on that first. And then once you start to see that your message is starting to land well and you're having conversations with people, then we can look at launching a podcast, because you can build a platform that can continue to share that message, build it in such a way, and we're going to talk about some of those things today, that not only are you going to be able to create an incredible community of your ideal clients, but also really get to speak into their lives, those people who are ready to work with you or buy your product, whatever it is, if you're product or service based or maybe both, then you've got a great strategy and tactic in place to be able to nurture those listeners into leads. And that's why I love the question that you asked, you know, what is your why? And then once you've identified that, you look at, well, what is the strategy that I need to put in place to enable me to get the best results? So the first question we've just identified, if it's your message, let's focus on that first, then launch your podcast. The second question, which relates to your why, is this: what is your goal in mind? What is the end in mind? What outcome do you want? And if you've got the response of, well, I'd like to build my visibility, great. I want to share my message because I want to influence and impact others, fantastic. I want to generate and build an audience of my ideal clients. Those are all really great responses, but I want to go even deeper to that, And the reason is once you're so clear on your end in mind, the outcome that you want, you're then able to work backwards and implement a strategy that's going to work for you. And I'll give you an example of a couple of clients that I worked with. One client, she was very experienced in her industry, and she was struggling with answering the question, what do I want to focus my podcast on? So I asked her that question, what is the outcome that you want people to make or to take, the action you want people to take? And so the action she wanted people to take and the outcome was, I want people to buy my software. Mm-hmm. So immediately we were able to then focus, well, who are the people that are buying the software? She said, well, more professional levels, more experienced, because if they're just beginners, and she was able to work with beginners too, but she said, if I work with professionals, they're at a stage now where they're expanding their business and helping them to streamline, helping them to systematize. They're going to be able to use my software to be able to do that. And so then we realized, well, then the market is going to change and be focused specifically on them. We want to position you as that trusted authority, because they're not going to want to work with a beginner or someone who's not experienced and knows all the issues and challenges overcome. So immediately we were able to identify who her target audience was, the kind of message that she would be portraying, the kind of content, the call to action, all of those things in her bio and the intro, all of that, just through her being able to define, this is the ideal client and this is the outcome that I want. And so a second example is in, there was a gentleman I was working with, and two very distinct examples. He did not want to do an ongoing podcast. And I have a rule that is, there are no rules to a successful podcast, but the rules that you set yourself. That is why you've got to identify your why.
That's and the outcome right.
You want, along with all of the things that you want to put into place for your podcast, and then be able to leverage it to the best way possible. And he said, I do not want to have an ongoing podcast because I don't have the time to do that. He said, but I do want to have something out there because I know that it's a great way to connect with people. And it was interesting because he shared with me that he'd spent some time and written 11 different snippets of like a bit of a document, like a little bit of a blog post. And I said to him, well, how about we do this? I'll interview you and you can answer as if you're responding, you know, how you did in the blog post, and we'll create a season of episodes that are evergreen, and then we'll create one more episode and we'll do that as your first episode, and it'll be positioning you and your content as why now, why them, why you, why your program. And the call to action would be at the end of every show, if this is something, if this specific topic has been of interest to you, you want to know more, the call to action was to go and contact their office. And then that became very much the marketing strategy that they're using for the podcast. Now, should he want to start another podcast or another series down the track, or do a limited amount, then that's open to him. But you can see it, very different strategy aligned with his why and the needs. So that's what I would really say to people. You need to first identify, you know, who am I targeting? Because that's going to implement your impact, your message, your brand, the experience, your call to action, all of those different things when you're thinking your podcast.
Wow. That is a lot, Anne-Marie. Wow. That is so good. So I just want to say hello to Gushiv and Ofena, who have just recently joined us just now. Welcome. And if you guys have any questions about podcasting, go ahead and ask them. You know, we've got the expert here, Anne-Marie Cross, who is the podcast queen. So ask away, and would love to, you know, highlight your question, answer them as we go. But if you've just tuned in, we've just tackled the first question, which is the why. You know, why Do we want to launch this podcast? And it's important that we get clear on that, you know, and Anne-Marie just shared about clarity on your message and making sure that, you know, we have the right intentions and we have the right heart and the purpose as well for why we need to, you know, launch this podcast. And so thank you. And that was a great answer, Anne-Marie, and we can definitely unpack that even more. But, you know, one of the questions that I have for you is, I wondered why some of the ladies in our community, I know for sure, Kingdom Woman Entrepreneurs, there are a lot of ladies who have said to me, Fids, I really want to build the podcast. I want to have a podcast. But they find it hard to kind of get started. And there's some sort of a resistance to that. Why do you feel sometimes it's hard for them to step out? And what would be the challenge there? And how do they overcome so that they can get out of the, oh, I feel uncomfortable, I don't know if I should do it. And it's just sort of like excuses after excuses, or maybe it's things that are happening around them going, oh, I really want to do it, but not now. Mm-hmm. What is the resistance there? Why is that?
Such a great question. And I think the resistance is going to be a little bit different for everybody, or on the surface it may seem similar, but if we unpack that and dive a little bit deeper, it may stem of a number of different things. For instance, I've spoken to a number of people who wanted to start a podcast and they're all gung-ho, they're so excited. They even go to the point where they record a number of episodes, right, and then they stop. It just sits there because the thought of them sharing their message and getting it out there will often open themselves up to criticism. And right, then we know we have an enemy that does not want us to share our inspiring, encouraging information out there and getting that into the hands of others, because then they may, you know, get free from whatever that is keeping them stuck. And so there's, I would have them say, so what is it that's keeping you stuck from sharing that message? Do you need to get, is there clarity that is needed? For instance, they may not be sure on how to set up the technology. They might not be able to do a lot of those technical things, which is, you know, certainly there's a lot of different moving parts, but you don't necessarily need to do that yourself. You can go and hire someone. We've got people in my team. I can certainly help you in that particular area. But if it is deeper around your message, around, look, I really don't know if this is going to make an impact. I don't, this is what I hear often too. And it is, there is a good part to this. I don't want to do something that I haven't put much thought into so that it doesn't become a shiny, bright object, because we all have done that, I'm sure. And I know I have many, many bright, shiny objects. And so that is a good place to be. But then you need to go and find out, you know, well, what is it specifically that you're stuck on? What do you need to spend time on your message? Do you need support in the technology? Is maybe what I shared earlier, maybe you don't necessarily want to do an ongoing podcast. That can be a bit scary for people too. Do I need to do one every week? Do I have to do that consistently? Well, no, you don't. Find out a system that works for you and then stick with that system. So if you're going to do a 12-week series, do a 12-week series and let people know this is part of a 12-week series. Then at the end of that, you might decide, well, I might do another 12-week series down the track, or I might do something different. Whatever works for you, but whatever it is that you decide to do, do that with consistency and an intention, and you can let your audience know. So does that help? I mean, there's a lot of different...
Absolutely.
But I think it's helping people to understand, where is it that I'm most stuck? Is it because I do need some technical support or support with my message, or is it more the mindset that I need support with to help me get that message?
So pinpointing exactly where are you stuck? You know, you've got this big, you know, podcasting vision that God has put in your heart, and you're so fired up, excited for it. What is getting you stuck? Get really specific in that, and then you'll find help, you know, find people that obviously Anne-Marie can help you with all of that. You know, for me, I find that people get stuck with perfectionism. Is that the word? Like being, wanting everything perfect and in alignment before they get out there and do something, you know, and that kind of gets us stuck, because there's no such thing as being perfect. So we're always wanting to go, oh wait, there's this thing that I've got to do, there's this thing that I've got to do, and it becomes actually an excuse, you know, or it really is a distraction to getting you launching that podcast. One of the things, as you mentioned, is the tech stuff. It could be so overwhelming. Well, Fids, I don't know how to set up, you know, the microphone and equipment. Could you run us through like the basic, Anne-Marie? I mean, just quick basics on what would a person need in terms of tech just to make it so it's not overwhelming?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I first started podcasting, I did not even realize that I needed a microphone. I relied on the internal microphone on my computer system. And then I hired after the initial 2 years that we had Career Success Radio, after we finished that show, I hired a mentor. And she said to me, we've had our audio team look or listen to your podcast. We think we can improve the audio quality. So what microphone are you using? I said, I'm not using any. She said, well, then we can really improve from there. And for years, I used a very inexpensive Logitech headset. And I did that for many years. So you don't need all of the bells and whistles. You know, now, of course, I've got this microphone, which is a Rode
high tech now, Anne-Marie.
You can get some pretty inexpensive. I mean, yeah. This microphone I think is only $100 or so, but I just want to draw people's attention to the microphone that you're using. And the headset that I'm using is just from my iPhone. So, you know, I have listened to a mentor of mine who once said, who was a photographer, and she said to people who would ask, what sort of camera should I get? She said, you know, the best camera that you can ever use is the camera that you have right with you now. So I'm going to borrow her statement by saying the best microphone and technology that you have right now is the microphone that you've got at your fingertips. And there are so many different, if you do want to invest, I'm sure that you can find a microphone that would fit in with your budget, because the technology that we have at our fingertips now are great, you know, and you don't have to spend thousands of dollars. In fact, I years ago purchased a headset that was quite expensive. It was a high brand, but it was so sensitive, I could hardly talk very loud, and I get quite, you know, quite vivacious in my, when I'm passionate about something. But all I was hearing was that, you know, all of that noise.
Right.
And I thought, that's just terrible. So I just went to my cheaper Logitech again. So start with the microphone that you have, because the people who are wanting to listen to your message, I'm sure are going to, even if you just use a headset such as this, and if you do a recording in an area where there might be carpet in the room, so that you've got a little bit of a dampening of the sound, if you will, because if you're in an area that echoes, that can really cause a little bit of echo and the sound may be difficult to listen to. But if you've got one of these, you can record in a closed room with the doors and maybe a bit of clutter to dampen, you know, some carpets to dampen and pillows to dampen the sound. You can create a really good audio that people will want to listen to, because it's the message that you're sharing, the impact.
So good. It's the message. So don't worry about the tech stuff. Just use what you have now. No more excuses. Go and get your message out there. That is the point, right? And as Anne-Marie said, there are people out there who are waiting to hear from you, who are needing the solution that you have to offer through the message, you know, the inspiration that they can gain from you, the insights that they can gain from you as well. So just think about that. You know, people are out there waiting for what you have to offer, and you have a lot to offer, guys. So so good, Anne-Marie. I love that. And I just want to say thank you, guys, for tuning in. We can see a few who have commented here. We don't see the name, unfortunately. So please give StreamYard the, you know, the okay to pop your name on there. But we've got someone says, I love to start podcasts to share the gospel. That's amazing. See, like that. Exactly. It is about the message. And thank you. Someone said, very helpful. And again, guys, I encourage you. We've got the amazing Anne-Marie Cross here. So please type in any questions you have at all in terms of podcasting. We want to answer them for you today. So Anne-Marie, so if, for example, someone goes, okay, cool, I have no more excuses. I can use anything, you know, my microphone that I have now. I've got a message to share. I know my why. I'm ready to go. Would you have some steps for us to follow? I mean, these are some of the things you probably teach on your academy and with some of your students. Would you give us a bit of a, step by step if you'd like, or whatever? Tell us, what do you think, what would be the next steps?
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a graphic here. because this is what I learned when or after I started my first co-hosted podcast, which was back in 2008. Now, we did Career Success Radio for a period of 2 years. And one of the things, or one of the main reasons we stopped our podcast, was because we found it very difficult to monetize it. We'd built influence because we'd been able to get our message out there, and we'd built impact. People were benefiting from our message and, you know, they loved the show. But one of the things that my co-host and I both struggled with was to really start turning that influence and impact into income. And so we ended up stopping the show. And it wasn't until many years later I started Women in Leadership podcast. And 3 episodes in, I generated 2 four-figure clients. And I started that podcast because after what I call my work business failure ever, which is now the best thing that ever happened to me because it led me on the path where I am today. But I took a step back and thought, what was in place for Women in Leadership podcast that was not in place for Career Success Radio? And I took those learnings and now share some teachings in that. And I came up with what I call my podcast profit formula. So S plus T plus U equals I to the power of 3. S stands for strategy. You have to have the right strategy. And we've hinted at that today. What's the outcome that you want? How often do you want to publish your podcast? Who's your ideal client? All of those things are really important. What is your why? We've only scratched the surface, but those are just some of the things you need to think about with the right strategy. T stands for tactic. And so you can have a strategy, an overall marketing strategy, but a tactic is, what specifically am I going to do as part of my marketing strategy that is going to enable me to take that one step closer to my ideal client as I nurture them along that customer journey? So for the podcast, I thought, well, what's a good tactic for a podcast to get listeners off my podcast and onto my list? So that was something that we needed to consider, and it was not in place in Career Success Radio because we thought and we assumed and we hoped that people would listen to us, fall in love with who we were, go to our website and want to find out all about us and how we could work. They could work with us, but life gets in the way. And as we know now, people are far more skeptical. There's that building of no like and trust over amount of time. And so that wasn't in place for us. The U stands for Y-O-U. And so often what we do, every single one of us does that, is we compare ourselves to others. What are they doing? How do they stand out? How do they communicate? But as we know, as you know, kingdom entrepreneurs and Christians, the Lord has created us uniquely. Yeah. So we need to identify what is unique for us. What's that unique listener experience that we can create so that we can be that intentionally? And I find that a lot of people struggle with that as well. But once you have those three things in place, then the I to the power of 3 is influence, impact, and income. And I found that either if one or more of those things aren't there in the STU, then it's going to impact. If you don't have the right strategy, but you have the right tactic, it can work, but to a certain degree. Similarly, if you know all about you and you've got this great message, but you don't have the right strategy or tactic, it's going to impact, you know, the equation. And so that's what you need to have in place. Then if we go to the next slide, this is some basic steps for people. The profit framework. This framework is the overall strategy for not only launching your podcast, your entire podcast, but each and every show that you have. So it starts with purpose. You know, what's the overall purpose of your podcast? What's the overall purpose of this particular episode? What do I want people to take away? Do I need to create, some sound bites? Do I need to gather information to validate what I'm talking about? What do I need to do to incorporate within side the story plan? And then you plan that out. Am I going to do a solo show? Am I going to have guests? Do I do a bit of both? Can I incorporate some other sound bites of things that I've interviewed previously? So you're planning out your show. Then, of course, you need to to produce it, you need to record it, you need to edit it, you need to do all of the post-production, then you publish it, then you promote it, and then obviously if you've got the right strategies and tactics in place, you can continue to profit from that as you're nurturing listeners into leads. But those specific steps are the exact steps that we take for every single episode, as well as the overall launch, because you could produce something, you could plan something with the right purpose and you publish it, but guess what? You forget to promote it. And people don't know that you've got this incredible podcast episode because, again, life, you know, gets in the way. Or you might not have the right production. And so people start to listen to your episode and there's just some things within there that doesn't quite gel with them, doesn't quite resonate with them. And then they leave and guess what? They don't come back. So there's all of these things are really important when you're talking about the framework. And the last thing that I want to share, and this is really supporting people to see a picture of how you can use your podcast to really start building your business, you know, building influence, impact, and then ultimately income for your business, is what I call the profit pipeline. And you'll see there, hopefully people can see that in the slide there, but you're building awareness with your brand communications wheel. And so part of that brand communications wheel is your podcast. You might be doing speaking, you might be doing networking, you might be sharing across social media. But what you want to then do is have a call to action for people to come and listen to your podcast. And there's a call to action at the end of your podcast on what is it that you know your ideal client will want to get access to because of what you've just spoken about or the topic that you typically speak about on your podcast. So a call to action for the podcast, a really good piece of content could be either a quiz, which is accompanied by perhaps a three-part podcast series or a series that delves deeper into what you want to teach them, because a lot of people are stuck, aren't they? They're looking for a solution. Be that solution to their challenges. And then you've got a nice email sequence that follows up, that touches base, and that nurtures them along the journey, you know, the customer journey. And so a lot of people don't look at their podcast from a big picture point of view, and how can I integrate that with the other things that I'm doing? And that's why I think so many of us get burnt out, because we think, oh, I need to be doing Facebook Lives. I need to be doing a podcast. I need to be doing a webinar. I need this. I need that. And because all of the pieces of technology and all of the different things that we're doing, because it's not integrated and supporting one another, we're not building momentum in the one direction, and we feel like we are stretched way too thin. So hopefully by kind of giving you this very brief overview, you can kind of get a sense of, oh, if I set my podcast up with the right strategy, have a right tactic, a call to action that gets people off my podcast and onto my list where I can continue to nurture and build that relationship with them, then those people who are ready to say yes, they will do so, because the information that I'm sharing, the support that I'm giving them, and the wins that they're getting from just listening to me is showcasing what's possible should they say yes to themselves and investing in your product or service. So hopefully that kind of gives you a little bit of a understanding of some of the things.
Yes.
Starting your podcast.
Oh my goodness, that is a whole lot of thing. It's just so good, so helpful. Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. And if you guys are watching, I mean, if you've just seen that, and if you've got some questions, please put it on the chat. Would love to really hear from you and answer some of your questions. But that was amazing, Anne-Marie. I love that, you know, we need to have strategy. We need to have tactic. We need to have You have to have your unique your message.
You need listener experience.
Right? Yeah. And then you'll have those three I's. Yep. If I was listening properly there. Yeah. I love it. I love it so much. It's so good.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's really important. And we need all of that to make sure that, you know, we get all those I's at the very end. So I love that. Thank you so much. Now, what else? So if there's any other questions, I guess for me would be, I mean, how do we get in touch with you, Anne-Marie? I feel like coaching and having someone to be accountable with when you're launching anything at all, whether it be business. So for me, I do obviously business coaching, and I have worked with many who would love to launch their business. So that's something we'll talk about in the next couple of weeks, which I'll share with you. But right now, for those who want to launch their podcast, it's so important to have a coach to, you know, walk with you, walk alongside you and just really help you and guide you through the process. So I highly encourage you to reach out to Anne-Marie. But Anne-Marie, how do they get in touch? What are the next steps for someone that's like, okay, cool, I love this. How do I get in touch and get started?
So what I have done is I'm putting a link here for people to access. So it's podcastingwithpurpose.com/quiz. So what I've created are five pillars. It's a quiz that's based on five pillars, and each of these pillars are the things that you want to focus on and have in place. So what people can do is they can take a nice snapshot of where they're at, tick the things that they've already got in place, and then the quiz becomes a checklist so that you know exactly what you want to work on and get into place so that it doesn't remain a gap, so that when you do launch, you know that you've got all of those pillars in place, which would be the right strategy, the right tactic, you being really clear on what's unique and uncopyable for you. So that's what I would recommend they do. If they go to podcastingwithpurpose.com/quiz, go through that quiz. What I've also incorporated, you'll notice that I'd want to share with people, this is my podcast pipeline. I've created a quiz and that helps people. So what you're going to experience is the exact same thing that if you decide, yes, I want to do something like this for my business, we will help you create your very own alongside a podcast series that you can dive in deeper and start educating people even when you're not there. That's the beautiful thing about the technology that we have today. A lot of what we get set up for you is automated, that relationship building initially. You know, when people are first putting up their hand and you may not necessarily be there, guess what? They are listening to you speak. They're listening to you share. They're listening to you inspire. And you're not even going to be there. It's all set up for you. So go through that. There's going to be some emails that will dive a little bit deeper into why each of these pillars is important. I think that's important to do too. I'm a teacher at heart. I love to share the why behind some. I recommend someone do this so that we know, okay, this is why I want to do that pillar. This is why this is so important, because then we can make that empowered decision to go, yes, this is the right time. I may feel a little bit nervous. I don't know about you, but I still sometimes get a little bit nervous before we go live.
Really?
Thing, you know, or will I forget?
Anne-Marie, nervous? No.
I do. I really do. And you know what I do? Holy Spirit, just give me clarity. Take over my voice, you know, my mouth. If I don't know what to say. So even after I don't know how many episodes that I have done, I can still get a little bit nervous. But you know what? That nervous can also be excitement.
That's so good.
Know just how much of an impact that you can make, you know, with your message. And if this is one thing that I would say and leave people with, Fizz, that if you are thinking, well, who's going to want to listen to me? Who's going to want to listen to my story? I'm currently working with an incredible group of women from our church, and we're putting on a women's ministry night. And one of the things that I'm putting together is a list of some of the most incredible, courageous women in the Bible. And we're going to discuss them. What can we learn from them? And one of those characters is the woman at the well. We're still talking about this incredible woman at the well who Jesus had, he had in his heart a booking to have an encounter with her. Yeah. We don't even know her name, yet we're speaking about her story today. So if you think, well, who's going to want to listen to my story? Someone out there, and that one person can be two people, can be four people, can be eight people, who the Lord has placed on your heart to share the message that he has placed and the experience that he's given you and walked with you through, so that you can shine the light on someone else's path. We know that the word of the Lord, you know, is a lamp to our feet, but you can walk alongside them, and it's only you that's been destined to do that because of the journey that you've walked and that the Lord has supported you. So go out and share your message, because you just don't know who it's going to impact in this season.
Amen. Oh my gosh, how inspiring. Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. I've learned so much. And you know what? We are so blessed at Kingdom Woman Entrepreneurs to have you as our co-host here. I mean, the value, like, I mean, the excellence that you bring in to our community is just amazing. So we thank you so much, sis. And I speak life over you. I speak, you know, God's blessing and overflowing favor over you and your ministry. I just love seeing you soar. And so amazing. So amazing. So guys, please reach out to Anne-Marie. And thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll pop all the links in the comments here so that you can get all of those things. Next couple of weeks, I'll be back and Anne-Marie will be interviewing me in regards to how to launch your business. And so if you want to know more about that, make sure that you tune in live. That's in a couple of weeks' time. Don't worry, we'll keep you updated and we'll share more information to you. But for now, thank you so much for tuning in and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We hope you've been encouraged by today's message. If you'd like to find out more about how you can work with a Christian business coach and to grow your business and be part of our free KWE community, go to kingdomwomanentrepreneurs.com.
And if you'd like to learn more about how to start a kingdom-focused podcast so you can build your visibility and impact in a much bigger way, go to podcastingwithpurpose.com/kingdompodcast. And we would love you to leave some feedback over on our Apple Podcast channel. We'd really appreciate it.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.